StoryCorps, how Sigmund Stahl met his wife, Bonnie, back in the 1970s. He tells one of the family's favorite stories to his granddaughter in New York City.
A colleague of mine in my department decided that he was going to fix me up, and he had a list of I don't know how many people. And he would ask me every week, did you call anybody, did you? And I would say no, because I wasn't particularly interested. And I had to get him off my back, really. So I said, okay, who's number one? I'll call that person. I decided we're going to have a drink, and if I don't like it, I'm going to say I have to go home. That'll be the end of it. So we met, and we sat down, and we talked. And then I said to her, what would you like to do now, if you could? Anything you want. And she said, I'd go to an island in the Pacific somewhere where it's nice and sunny. It was winter. And I said, well, that we can't do. That's a little difficult. So she said, I'd like to go see a movie. I said, that's reasonable. What's the name of the movie? She said, did you hear of a movie called Deep Throat? And I said, no, never heard of it. I don't go to movies, and so I knew nothing. She looks like a respectable woman. She was a very well-known public relations expert. Well, must be a respectable movie. It was a line around the block. It was a porno. It was the biggest porno of its time. I didn't have the guts to say, let's go. I was going to sit through that come hell or high water. And then we left, and I took her home, and I went back to my apartment in the village. I thought about it. I said, what gall of this woman. She doesn't know me from Adam. And take me to a movie like that. I wouldn't go to that movie if I had known what it was if they paid me for it. And then I thought, she has that chutzpah, that gall. I'll call her again. And my granddaughter still laughs about that. She's probably heard that story 4 million times.
Sigmund Stahl with granddaughter Elizabeth Dwoskin in New York City. Their conversation will be archived with all the others at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. Find some of those stories in the new StoryCorps book, Listening is an Act of Love, and at npr.org.